Hello, mom, wives, and bosses. How are you today? And welcome back to the podcast. It's me, your host, Serena. And I'm back another week, like I said I would be. Are you surprised? Because I am. So to jump into today's episode, I wanted to talk about numbers because I don't feel like anybody talks about numbers. And I want to be transparent and I want it to be a topic that we can have conversations about openly, so it doesn't seem so intimidating, because I have no idea how to make money. I have no idea how to buy a house. I have no idea what to charge for anything. I have no idea how to invest. And if my parents would have been open with me, I would have some idea of how to do any of those things. And so that's why I want to be here sharing exactly what the numbers look like for me and my family. And it might seem kind of dangerous to have this conversation, but don't come for me scamming, please. Don't hack into my accounts, please. I'm not going to be that transparent. So to get into it, we can start with budgeting. So I have a spreadsheet. I just use Google Docs. I have a spreadsheet on there where we have our monthly expenses, so all of the bills we pay, everything that we have to pay each month, and that also has our savings in it. So each month we keep track of what we paid in bills, and then I divide that by four because I want to make sure that each week we also keep track of our income. So the income that we have by Friday, I want to make sure that 1/4 of our monthly bills are put aside to cover the bills. Now, that's every Friday. I make sure that I sit down, I fill out my Excel sheet, and I do that with my husband or I explain it to him after. I also make sure that all of our credit cards are paid by the end of each week, and whatever is left over after our bills have been put aside with that savings, then we can use that money for whatever we want to do that weekend. Is that the best system? I don't know, but it works for us. So I make sure that we have cash, our bills in cash, so that's not being touched. And I would leave it in the bank sometimes and we would just like spend and not notice. And it's hard to manage it when you can't see it or you have too much access to it. So what worked best for us was just making sure that 1/4 of the bills we have in cash at the end of each week. So that's not being touched. So that's our budgeting system. I'm also very frugal, so I will not buy things that I don't need. And I was an organizer, and I just see how many homes are filled with things that people don't use and don't need and probably didn't want, but they bought it because they thought it was going to fill an empty hole in them, and it still didn't fill that empty hole, and they're still buying more things. And it just causes frustration when your home is cluttered. So I try to be pretty frugal. I only buy things when I need them, and I only buy clothes when we have events. We just don't do shopping like that, just to go shopping. So then to get into the topic about houses. So our dream is to buy a home, to own real estate. And with our taxes, we just filed our taxes and we asked the accountant, the person who filed our taxes, if we wanted to go about purchasing a home or just seeing what we get pre-approved for. Do you have anybody that you can refer to us? And so he looked at us and he was like, yeah, to buy a home, you should at least be earning $75,000. So according to my husband's W-2s, we did not earn that much. And I wasn't really earning income last year, so we didn't reach that bracket, but I am working this year. And so I believe that when I can prove my income, we will reach that bracket. So yeah, I'll bring you along that journey because that is a big goal of ours. I'd love to buy a two family and rent out the other half. And so I have so many questions and no answers according to Google. So I would be more than happy to bring you along that journey and what buying a home for the first time might look like. So we are saving for that. If we look at our money, so we have 6 months of expenses put aside in case of an emergency. And outside of that, we do have about 40,000 that we would like to start investing, because I do have our savings in that emergency fund in a high yield interest account that's with Alibank, and Erica the lawyer referred that bank. So that's why we're in there. We don't get charged any fees. We get 4% back on our 4% back interest on our savings, and that's a lot better than what Chase was giving us. So we moved our savings there. But then I realized that our savings really should just be our emergency fund, and anything left over from that should be working for us. So I did reach out to Dave Ramsey's SmartVestors to get some more information on that, because I've realized that I can't do all the research myself. So why not go to a professional? So I reached out to Dave Ramsey's SmartVestors and got in contact with somebody. I did not know that they are just, accountants or financial advisors that have some sort of association with Dave Ramsey. And so I got a few people reaching out to me, and I kind of just picked whoever was most convenient to meet with. And they work for Charles Schwab, and they said that they can help us with managing our money. They obviously followed the Dave Ramsey steps, and I said that I would eliminate my college tuition debt first, and then we would be more than happy to start investing. So right now we're kind of in between wanting to invest and have our money work for us and figuring out what home ownership might look like for us. So I do live with all my in-laws. So it's interesting raising a family living with another family. So I'm happy to bring you along that ride as well. But yeah, there's many things that I'd like to learn to navigate, and I would love to bring you along for the journey. One of them being budgeting and becoming a homeowner and seeing what that actually looks like, because we hear a lot of these myths, like having to have 20% down. Just me not having a clear answer of what our income has to look like to be able to get a loan and what that loan might look like, because then we have to figure out where we're going to live. And, you know, it's a lot. I hope that this episode was a bit informational and you're like, ooh, that sounds interesting, or I would like to hear what that's like. So I'm happy to bring you along the ride as I try to figure out what this looks like for a low income household. And my goal is to earn income from home to be able to be here and experience my kids as much as I can. That's my whole point with Mom Wife Wannabe Boss, is us learning and being able to become a boss on our own terms, so we can show up as the best mom and wife that we would like to be for our family. So we will be back next week. I think next week I'm going to talk about the number one thing that's helped my marriage so far this year. So if you're excited to hear that, make sure you tune in next week. Next Friday I will be releasing. It looks like this is taken on a Friday release date. So next Friday I will be talking about the number one thing that has helped my marriage these last few months. Thank you so much. Happy that you can be here with me, and take care.